Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hello and welcome to the Kings of the Podcastle. I am Mike, your gracious host. Welcome to episode 55. We are broadcasting live on Ustream.tv. You can check us out Monday through Friday on Renegade Radio, 10 a.m. Eastern, and again at 5 p.m. Eastern, with a brand new episode airing every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, which would be this episode. This is technically the new episode. Right now, you're listening to oldies and reruns. You know, the classic, the golden oldies, and then Friday's the new stuff.
What are you talking about?
Anyway.
What episode is this?
This is episode 55. Zach's in the producer chair.
Really?
And that's what I was going to say next, was Zach is in the producer chair today. And then, of course, we have King Greg, and we do have a guest coming up in the second segment. Make sure that you check us out online. We are, of course, like I said, broadcasting live on Ustream.tv. You can check out all of our content at kingsofthepodcastle.com. And please go to our Facebook page. We need people to go to our Facebook page. We need more likes, and we need some shares, and we need some activity on there. I know that we're partially to blame for that, because really the only time we post is when we do a new episode. But Renegade Radio has started sharing some stuff with us. We're doing back and forth. But what we need is more.
They're sharing stuff with us? Are we wearing protection?
I hope so.
Like sharing needles, or what are we talking about?
Well, you know, a little bit of everything. Just some social information.
And
is what we're
for specifically our Facebook friends, we just put a special release up on the Facebook page.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Could you guess what that special release is?
Oh, my God. Is it Mike's drunken antics?
That's
on
exactly
the phone?
What it is.
Yes! Yes!
It's Mike drunkenly tries to record a liner.
Mike might have gotten a little bit shit hammered. Mike learned a valuable lesson that night. Uh-huh. One bottle of wine might be a little bit far, but two bottles of wine, you're way over the edge.
You're like, you were all like Lori for Jantic is what it sounded like.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was definitely. Oh my God, what a great picture that you chose. Are you gonna play some of it right now?
You want to hear a little bit?
Yeah,
of
sure.
It?
Why not? Go
all
for
right,
it.
Cool.
It's because he actually thinks that he knows what he's doing, and he pretends. Oh. And
this
then
is where
I have
this
to
is,
remind yeah, him that he doesn't. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Another movie review.
I'm trying really, really hard. Oh, man.
The last bit of it's
you
great.
You and alcohol is a bad idea.
I like it.
I think it's a great idea.
It's a gem. It's a true gem.
I've been trying to, watch my girlish figure lately, as many people do throughout their lives. They start going, you know what, I need to lose some weight. And one of the things that I decided to do to try to counteract the mountains of fat that are on my body, I started drinking red wine as opposed to beer.
Yeah, that was a terrible idea.
It was a terrible mistake. I because you can't get drunk on wine the same way you can on beer.
Can I tell you, I just had a conversation with the people that get you started on wine.
Oh, boy. You
our
did.
Good friend. Yeah. Yeah.
Randall and Becky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love those guys.
Also, and our tax our tax and insurance people.
And accountants.
Whoa, what was that?
You
odd laser. Is there a laser in there somewhere? What the
hit
hell?
The stop button, please.
Oh, okay. Stopping.
Jesus. No, they are the people that introduced you to wine, and they are wine pros.
Oh, yes, they are.
They drink wine morning, night.
Morning, noon, and night.
That's the one.
Yeah, there you go.
And I told them that, you know, he loves to tout how much of a wine drinker he is.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as he has a couple sips, he is shit cans.
Oh, my God,
and they're
man.
Like, yeah. That's why we do it.
It starts out so mellow and warm, and you feel good about yourself, and it's great. And you just don't realize that two bottles later how hard it's going to hit you.
Well,
and then it definitely hits you pretty
and then
hard.
The wife, Becky, she says, yeah, you didn't notice the one time you guys came over, Mike pretty much commandeered that box that we had.
Well, because it's so good. It's so easy to drink. And I don't realize how much. Greg, you used to drink wine, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then he grew a sack.
Wow.
I still drink wine occasionally. In fact, I have a bottle of Cristal champagne in my refrigerator I'm saving for a special occasion.
Really? Unopened?
Yeah. Did you not see that wedding gift I got?
No, he's waiting for his gold fronts
dude,
to go
it's
in.
It's a 2005 bottle of Cristal. It's right. Baller, dude.
He's
it's
waiting
like
for the
Jay-Z
operation.
Jay-Z shit.
Well, yeah, well, sure it is. Yeah, they rap about that stuff.
I know. Special occasion. I'm gonna pour it all over my wife's breast. It's going to be great.
Oh, holy crap. So anyway, go and check out the bonus material, I guess, if you want to call it that, of me getting shit canned and trying to record a liner.
It's a special feature.
I've got some random facts for you on this fine Tuesday.
Oh,
fine
boy.
Tuesday afternoon. Are you ready for this?
Hit me.
98% of Americans eat eggs, but only 7% prefer hard-boiled eggs. Thank you. Thank you very much. I know that you could not have gone the rest of your week without knowing that 98% of Americans eat eggs.
Just read it off the paper. Don't even think about what you're reading. Just pick something and say it out loud.
Just going with it here. When The Truman Show was coming out, the director, Peter Weir, he wanted to have hidden cameras installed in every theater that was showing it.
Oh, I did know this.
And then having the movie cut to the audience watching it. Just randomly got cut while you're watching it. Cut to the camera. That
right.
Is, yeah.
Because they have the cutaways in that movie where it shows the people watching the Truman Show.
Right.
So he wanted to cut in live that.
I don't know that I would have gone for that. That would have been. Well, I guess they would have
had to
let
awesome.
You know. They would have had to let you know that it was happening.
They just put a sign out front. But that's all you have to do.
Can you imagine the circus, though? I mean, if you can't get black people to shut up in a theater now, wait till you see them on camera when they're on the theater, when they're on the big screen. No good? Damn.
Yeah, that was.
Come on. Horrible. That was funny. Black people, you can't get mad. You guys know that you don't shut up in the theater.
It's just like if somebody brings a chimpanzee to the movie theater and starts jerking off, it's going to draw attention away from the actual cinema.
I don't even know what that means. Where did you come up with that?
Hey, the opinions expressed on this show are not reflected on this show or any of its affiliated sponsors, including Audio Hog or Hog Entertainment LLC.
Or Renegade Radio. But no, seriously, just like white people can't dance, black people can't shut up in a movie theater. There's nothing racist about that. They know it. They know it to be true. Anyway, number three, a woman named, oh boy, of course, Chamoy Tipyaso? Yeah, what is that one?
Is it really Chamoy Tipyaso?
Yeah, that's where you put chop suey in there.
God and, bless America.
she's from Bangkok, Thailand.
Oh, of course she is.
Confucius say, men who go through turnstile sideways going to Bangkok.
why is Confucius one say that elevator smells much different to midget?
Confucius say, men who go to bed with itchy butt wake up with stinky finger.
Men who have hand in pocket not always play with change.
anyway, this Chamoy Tipyaso, that's what I'm going with. I don't know. She received the longest prison sentence in the world, in world history, back in 1989. 100. Well, do you want to guess how many years?
I'm going to say 100 and something.
Years?
It's not 100 and something. It's 141,000 years.
How in the hell?
Yeah, 100, to be exact, 141,078 years for running a $204 million pyramid scheme. She's, believe it or not, still in prison. I don't know.
For a pyramid scheme?
And Bernie Madoff only got, like, what, 70 years or something like that to life?
Well, you see, you get a count for every time you tell your friend, and then you get two more counts of pyramid scheme for each friend that person tells. And then when those people tell their friends, you get another count of pyramid scheme.
I guess so, yes. You may not know this one. Robert Downey Jr., you know him. Everybody loves him as Iron Man, right?
Right.
Sure.
Broke Halle Berry's arm. It was in 2003 when they were filming a scene for the movie Gothica. Has anybody seen this?
Yes.
I have never seen that.
Yeah.
He twisted it too hard, and the filming was shut down for 8 weeks while she had to recover.
Damn.
What a dick.
Yeah. No
and they kidding. Can't keep the footage because you can't air footage of people getting actually hurt.
So yeah,
really?
you can't keep like there's if you're filming a movie, you can't willingly put in footage where someone got injured.
Then why do we have the footage of Michael Jackson's hair catching on fire still?
Yeah, but it didn't end up in the final commercial is what he's saying.
Right.
Like, you can't be like, oh my God, this is way better than the real thing. Let's air this where, you know, Michael Jackson just third degree burns all over his scalp.
Well, you know what happened, right? He broke her arm and he got into such a depression. He went out and got drunk and then passed out those Chinese people.
You think maybe like he kind of like came on to her maybe the day before in the trailer and she turned him down and he did it on purpose?
Yeah, because, I mean, she was wanting it.
She was what?
What?
She was wanting it, and he couldn't take it, so he broke her arm.
Another,
I just
another
like hitting the
payhorn.
I know. All right. Finally, every date this week is a palindrome.
What?
You know, palindrome. Bob. What is Bob spelled backwards?
That's my name, stupid.
No, it's Bob, you idiot. Today, 4-15-14. If you reverse it, it's 4-15-14.
Gotcha. It's all 4-1-blank-4. Blank 1-4.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Got it? See? Every day this week. See how that works out?
That's game.
Anyway, random facts for your Tuesday.
Those are terrible random facts.
Hey, you're the one who came up with them.
Damn it. I was about to lay into you. And
a new study just recently asked Huffington Post editors which sayings bother them the most. Now, do either one of you guys read Huffington Post? I think it's
no.
You know,
isn't that like the New Yorker, like the oh yes, I'm gonna read the Huffington Post.
No, no, actually, you know what? Huffington Post, I think, is more geared towards the younger audience. It's like you know, 18 to 24.
So I'm totally like gonna read like, the Huffington Post.
Oh my god, did you see it? It was on Huffington.
It was on HuffPo. Oh my god.
Yes, HuffPo. It was on HuffPo. Yes,
HuffPo. Maybe HuffPo if is where you take a paper sack full of glue fumes, shove it in her face, and. And fuck her wearing a police uniform.
Okay, I like that one. That was good.
Yeah.
Anyway, the study found that the common thread among the responses was uselessness.
What?
Okay, often the phrases that we, this is quoting now, often the phrases that we find off-putting are those that serve as conversational fillers, implying that the speaker is vapid or has little else to contribute to the
like
conversation. Something like, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just saying.
Or long story short.
Yeah, yeah, I hate long story short.
We had a host at the job we used to work at, and every time he would what was it? He would always go, "All right."
All right.
Yeah. All right.
but usually by the time somebody says to make a long story short, it's too late. You know what I mean? It's already too long. Anyway, here are some of the top phrases that came out of this study. Everything happens for a reason. Except when it doesn't, obviously. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
No fucking shit!
Oh, oh my Jesus. God!
God!
Wow, you get two buzzers for that.
Really loud.
I actually just realized that I hate that one the most.
Why is it that you spent the whole episode being a quiet little bitch, and then out of nowhere you decided to scream into the microphone?
Scream the F-bomb into the microphone.
God bless America.
It triggered a nerve, like Tourette's.
We're all going into convulsions now.
I'm so pissed. I've always hated that one the most, I think.
Yeah, I hate that one. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. This expression is like, let me think. Is somewhat of a conversation hedge so he can forgive it.
What?
I don't even understand.
Is that article too smart for you?
No, it just doesn't make any damn sense. Anyway, you know when somebody says, I mean, and probably anyway has got to be on here. I don't know. To be frank.
Or George.
Or cocksucker. I don't know.
honestly, typically when somebody says honestly, that means that they're lying.
Typically is
we should
one.
Come up with our own one. Like I'm sitting here telling you a story and be like, well, penis tip anyways.
I don't know how to take that penis tip. I don't know how to
I
take
mean,
your penis
a,
tip
as
sir.
A wet vagina would say.
As a wet vagina would say. What the hell?
Just saying is on here, obviously. Honestly, yes. At the end of the day, what we mean is blah 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 blah. That's one. Same difference makes no difference. It doesn't make any sense. You know, when somebody says same difference, like I say, this is how it's working. And you go, no, this is how it's working. And then I go, same difference.
No.
Yes. Nobody? Nobody's ever heard this?
Yes.
No, I have.
I just wanted to watch you fucking act like an idiot.
No. Same difference. God almighty. Going nowhere.
How do you compare Angry Texans act and a brick in the wall? Same difference.
Same difference. There you go. My bad. Sorry, but I'm
What's
not sorry.
What's wrong with my bad?
I don't know. My bad. I mean, it's my way of saying that was my fault.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
When
wrong
did that
bad?
Start?
Oh, no. You know what's on here that sucks?
What?
Sunday Funday is one of the most...
Okay, we're throwing this out.
Yeah, this is terrible. This is a terrible list.
Sunday Funday. Who gathered this article? Like, honest to God.
Sunday Funday is making any Sunday into a holiday.
I don't care. It's in the trash at this point. It is in
you
the
You do not
trash.
Insult Sunday Funday.
Yeah, that definitely was gayness in the anus.
Exactly. That's a good phrase, gayness in the anus. Yeah, exactly.
What are other good phrases?
A good phrase that you can use?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had a British girlfriend. She was a girl that was a friend.
Hike
legs?
I never dated a British woman before.
Are you talking about hike legs?
I love your middle school excuses of getting out of the girl you boned.
I didn't bone her. Uh-huh. I never boned her.
Whatever.
Are we talking about hike legs?
No, not hike legs. No.
What is? All right, please explain what hike legs is.
I can't explain.
We've already talked about
hike legs on the show.
But that's my nickname.
Yeah, the old girlfriend that I used to turn around when I would go to turn off the light and she'd already be in the ready position.
with her legs up behind the headboard.
Right up in the air, yeah.
And he would just sigh and shake his head like, okay. Just
sigh, shake my head, turn off the light, and then go to work.
Thanks for giving my hopes up about having actual foreplay.
Yeah, any kind of foreplay at all. She was already in the ready position. Anyway, I had this British friend, and she used to say, that really gets on my tits. Yeah, like saying that's a pain in the ass or that gets on my nerves. I thought that was the most genius phrase ever.
I forgot the whole reason I brought this. So the best phrase I've just learned. Espen,
uh-huh.
Why don't you give Espen his sound effect?
Hey, Espen, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
And he is vehemently opposed to me telling this story, so I can't wait to. His Facebook randomly the other day said, enjoying a foot bath and listening to Taylor Swift. Life is good.
OMG.
Yeah, that's what his Facebook said. It turned out that his Facebook got hacked.
Ah.
But in Norway... You don't say that your Facebook got hacked.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what you say?
I don't know what you say.
Apparently, in both English and Norwegian, you say you got face raped.
Face raped?
Face raped.
And he
messaged us on Kings of the Podcastle, and he goes, don't talk about my face rape. And I'm like, dude, you really shouldn't say that.
Yeah. And face rape is no good. Don't say face rape. That means something completely different here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Espen, if you're listening, I know you are.
Yes, you are. We know that you are.
Face rape, to be eloquently put, is when you grab the back of a woman's face and shove your
cock. We got it. We know what it is. All right. Any other good phrases before we go to break?
No, we've got to come up with a good one.
Let's come up with some good ones on the break. All right, fine.
Us being from the South, you and I, neighboring states, where we come from, you've heard the one, that's a quinky dink.
Oh, my God. I hate that one too. I cannot stand it. So redneck hack. I cannot stand quinky dink. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we have a very special guest, and we're going to go into what looks like a little bit of music news.
She was sloppier than a bullhound eating some porridge.
a bulldog eating mayonnaise. That's not good. We'll tell you exactly how much it costs to buy a Neil Diamond CD.
Your pride. That's how much it costs.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
pride.
We'll be back with that and more here on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff. I fucked a girl with Down syndrome. I think I'm going to hell. She came at me too cross-eyed to see. She put me under her spell. She laughed, I cried. She drooled, I dried. She hugged, I plugged. She sang, and I came. I fucked a girl with Down syndrome. And I think I'm going to hell.
This has been a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff.
Hey, this is Christine Turner coming to you live from St. Louis Renegade Girls.
Kings of the Podcastle, episode 55. Zach's in the producer chair. And Greg coughs. There you go. That's the new title. Zach's in the producer chair and Greg coughs.
How you feeling over there? Are you sick, buddy?
Nah, just all this pollen and shit's been bothering me for a couple
dude,
weeks.
The allergies are crazy right now.
Yeah, it's
Florida.
Like the highest
pollen
it's
and
been
shit
in...
is where you dump a sack of flour on her and then take a big old Cleveland steamer right on her chest.
Oh my God, that is that's a really bad one. I don't want to try that one. It's gonna be, I gotta tell you, it's gonna be messy. I'm just saying, it's gonna be messy.
It's pollen and shit.
That's right up there with the Walt Disney.
The Walt Disney, yes. And you, would you like to explain what that is?
Yeah, that's while in the 69 position with a 12-year-old.
Jesus Christ.
You insert a little mouse in her ass.
God.
I didn't write it.
You brought it up, motherfucker.
Yeah, you what? you read it somewhere on the internet. It poisoned your mind, and the only way to release the poison is to put it
back on the internet.
Yeah, put it out.
It actually was first mentioned in this studio.
Oh yeah,
like toward the golden.
Oh my God, that's a long time ago. Back in the golden oldie days.
Yeah.
All right, I got to ask you a question. We're all music fans. Everybody loves music here, right? Have you bought an album before? You've gone to the store, the music store, picked up either a record or a CD, depending on what year
What's
it was.
What's an album?
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly, youngster.
That
over
thing
here.
You get on iTunes?
I've only owned one vinyl in my time, and it was a Michael Jackson. It was Michael Jackson Thriller. It was the only vinyl that I've ever owned. But I bought back in the day when CDs first came out. And we used to go to the store all the time and buy albums. What about you, Greg? You buy an album before?
Yeah.
What do you think the most that you ever spent on one was?
Oh, God, I can't remember. It was when CDs started coming out. Yeah. You could still, there's a place in Dallas.
Where you can buy them?
It's still fresh to this day,
but
yeah.
But still, what would you say, 15, 20 bucks maybe at the most?
Maybe.
Or if it was like one of those four CD like collection sets, you might spend $30 or $40 on it.
Yeah, if it's an actual like CD and stuff, yeah.
There's a British woman who spent over $4,300 on a Neil Diamond Greatest Hits album.
Was it like plated in gold or had like his pubic hair in it or
something? It was a regular good old-fashioned CD album.
Yeah.
And she actually purchased it, not even the real actual CD. She purchased it through iTunes, like an online thing. She actually spent $4,300 by accident. She downloaded the album on her phone while she was traveling abroad and was hit with serious roaming charges.
That's for just an album? That's for how much you get charged?
Album. Yeah. She says, quote, I'm really
How big is the Neil Diamond Greatest Hits album? Because let me tell you, he didn't have that many hits.
No, he really didn't. What was Sweet Caroline, I think, is probably
and
the one.
And that's about raping a small child. So.
No. What?
I thought that was about fireworks in Boston or something.
No, it's about one of the Kennedy's daughter, and he wrote it when she was like 12.
No, dude, it's about hands. Touching hands.
Yeah, little tiny hands.
No, I thought it was I thought it was really about fireworks during the Boston Marathon.
No, God.
Too
almighty.
Soon?
Yeah, too soon. Anyone? Too soon? Anyway, the woman says, quote, I'm really not that big of a Neil Diamond fan, and I've already got the CD at home. Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah. the CD was about $15 for the entire album, but after the roaming charges, she got hit with a bill, a phone bill of $4,300.
Did they refund it?
It doesn't say on here. Because
she technically used that data. I mean, she used the service.
Absolutely, I agree.
Same difference.
God, oh my God. She complained to her cell phone company, and they did cut a deal with her, but the international data fee still ran her a few hundred dollars.
So long story short, she got screwed.
Pretty much. You guys know Pierce Brosnan. Can you name
James
who
Bond?
Who can name all of the James Bonds?
Okay, you got Sean Connery.
Uh huh.
Pierce Brosnan.
Sure.
I got it right here.
Those are all the ones that matter.
No.
Those are all
George
the important
Lazenby. Pierce
really?
Brosnan. Yeah, he only did one.
Okay.
It's Sean Connery, Roger Moore, George Lazenby, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig. And
that's it. I'm gonna say that's it. Good job. Yay for Greg. Greg, you get the big pat on the back and a small applause. Because I actually don't know the answer to that question. I was just asking if you could you could do it. But we all know Pierce Brosnan did play Bond for a few films.
He made out with Halle Berry and then broke her arm.
He did, yeah. No, that was Robert Downey, apparently. Anyway, he's not a fan of his four James Bond movies. He says, quote, I have no desire to watch myself as James Bond.
What?
Because it's just never good enough. It's a horrible feeling.
What?
But he probably says
what do you mean it's not good enough?
He probably says it more like, I have no desire to watch myself as James Bond because it's never good enough.
But
it is a horrible feeling.
But I was Olsen in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, no.
Why, hold on.
Oh, he was in Mrs. Doubtfire, wasn't he?
Yeah, Pierce right. Brosnan is James Bond.
What? What did you just say? Pierce... What blasphemous statement? No.
So who's James Bond then?
James Bond right now is Daniel Craig.
No. Pierce Brosnan is James Bond.
No, no.
Daniel Craig is the emo, obnoxious version of James Bond.
Are you kidding? Daniel Craig would have like kicked the ever-living shit out of Pierce Brosnan.
All right, hold on a second. If you're listening live, and I know that some of you are, please call us right now. It's 407-392-4KOP or 4567 and tell us who the best Bond is.
It's Pierce Brosnan.
Because I know for a fact it's not Pierce Brosnan.
Yes, it is.
Pierce Brosnan is a little popcorn fart to Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Sean Connery beats Pierce Brosnan hands down.
And Roger Moore was more witty and always smiling like a little smirk, like, haha, I got you now.
I'm telling you right now that Pierce Brosnan is not in anybody's book the James Bond.
Daniel Craig cries because the world doesn't have enough water, whereas Pierce Brosnan says, shut up and drink a martini, you bitch.
Did you see the first the Casino Royale?
The one where he just played poker the whole time.
No, yeah, well he was, but did you see the opening scene where he was like doing all of the serious running? What is that called? A freestyle running?
The parkour?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate
yeah,
you.
That's really that's really.
I really
beat the
you.
Shit out of people in those movies. Pierce Brosnan just. Like, the man, took a punch here and there. And
the man almost died of a heart attack and gave himself a shot in the heart to save himself.
Yeah, so does any old fuck at the villages.
Oh, God.
They keep their shots with them. Oh, I might get a heart attack at some point. I better keep this medication
all right,
with
Mr.
me.
Mr. Pierce Brosnan.
It was like putting Jason Bourne's character in the James Bond suit.
If you are so convinced that Pierce Brosnan was the best James Bond, name the four movies that he was in.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Uh-huh.
Die Another Day?
Yeah, okay.
Crap. Goldfinger?
No.
Damn it.
You were almost right. You were very close.
Nintendo 64, it was called.
GoldenEye.
And there's one more.
Crap. I forget.
License to Kill.
No good. Fail, sir. Fail.
License to Kill.
No, it's The World Is Not Enough.
That's the one. Crap.
No, I was thinking about Craterface, Timothy Dalton. The one I forgot to mention.
Yeah, that's right. He was in there. By the way, there is rumors that Penelope Cruz will be the next Bond girl, and she is super duper hot.
Eh.
Oh, she's super fine. She's super fine.
Meh.
Penelope Cruz, dude.
Call me when Megan Fox does.
She's a little Latin princess.
Dude, Megan Fox
is
over with. She's gonna be in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yank my balls. I don't give a damn.
Let me tell you.
I got to tell you, if Megan Fox wanted to yank my balls, she'd be one of the ones that I'd let do it.
I'm just done with her. Like, you have no acting ability.
But she's
been
hot.
Around so long that you could have afforded to go to Juilliard and maybe get a coach and gotten better, but you're just horrible. Go kill yourself.
Wow.
God bless.
All right. It's time to move on from the Hollywood news that we were discussing in your ridiculous James Bond theory, Zach. Here's a girl who recently accepted at the University of South Carolina got a second shocking letter telling her that she was instead rejected by the college.
How? After she already got
she
accepted?
She got accepted to University of South Carolina.
Because she had a sex tape.
No.
Because she got...
My God. You can hear the rain coming in.
It's
relaxing.
It is raining here in Florida.
She did it because she was smuggling drugs.
No, I'll tell you.
Well,
if you'll
wait. I guess a couple times?
Go ahead.
It's because she had uncontrollable flatulence.
No.
Is it because she
ate too many Jello pudding pops? What are you going to say next, Cosby?
She set her purse down on the desk and her dildo fell out.
Castillo, you're never going to get into SMU if you eat too many pudding pops.
It's because she had a dildo fall out of her purse.
All right.
Is it because she smelled
good
like
God. Turn his microphone.
Yeah,
no.
Done.
The letter was went out to her. It arrived with an official-looking USC letterhead and an envelope, and it said, "Unfortunately, it is clear that your grades are not what they were when we accepted you." The letter goes on and says, "It saddens us to say that your admission is in jeopardy, and we may have to pull our admission from you due to your poor school ethic and attendance."
What?
However, and here's where it gets a little bit funny. However, if you were to just agree to go to prom with your boyfriend, we could reconsider letting you continue to be a South Carolina Gamecock.
No, that's
so
stupid.
What do you say? Will you go to prom with me? It all turned out to be a big prank from the boyfriend.
I hope they want to have relations that night she bit his dick.
Hey, what a Gamecock sucker.
Oh, really? You gave him one?
Yeah, why not? I don't care.
That was clever.
Anyway, you said you had a funny prom story.
Oh, no, a shitty prom story is what I had.
Okay.
I had a hypochondriac girlfriend, and we were at prom for 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
She's like, my dress is too tight. I can't breathe. I think I'm dying. And she just laid down in the middle of the floor in front of everybody, and they had to call an ambulance and take her away on a stretcher and go to the hospital. And I was at prom for my senior prom for 5 minutes. And we get to the hospital, and they go, nothing's wrong with you. Go home.
Seriously?
Yep.
So she just did not want to go to prom with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Like, ooh, yeah, I'm going to the prom. I so got did a you hot get date. I'm going to look. Ooh, we're here at the prom. Uh-oh.
So, did you spread vicious rumors about how she had uncontrollable queefs?
All right, before we go down that road, I do want to introduce...
Speaking of uncontrollable queefs.
I do want to introduce... Yeah, what a great segue. Really? Holy moly. I do want to introduce another Latin princess. I was talking about Penelope Cruz earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Samantha. Samantha, to the big show. Make sure you talk right into that microphone for you. Yeah, just pull it right over to you.
Yeah.
Now, Samantha, is it Samantha or Sam? Sam?
Sammy.
Sam, I am kicking up dust and she don't give a goddamn.
Oh, wow.
What?
Holy
just
moly.
Happened.
Sorry, I was listening to old Snoop the other day.
Sammy, you're here just hanging out with us today. We've heard you kind of laughing and hanging out in the background, but we're glad that you're finally able to have a voice on the show. Apparently, you're kind of a singer, right?
I guess, kind of.
I mean, I guess you.
Bit.
Well, I wouldn't say that. We've actually got audio of you singing the national anthem at the Monster Jam in 2009. Go ahead.
The best part of that right then is she looks right at the camera and goes, yeah, I know I'm awesome.
You can't turn it off, dude. We got to hear the end of it. What are you doing?
All right, fine.
Look at all the people.
That was
in the
pretty
fan,
good.
In the
no,
stands.
No good.
You it was very packed. That was really good.
How many people were there?
Okay, now do me a favor.
Uh oh.
Guess how old I am in that video.
Uh oh. How old are
12.
You?
12.
Do I really look 12?
No.
Oh my God. I don't know. I was just guessing. You said guess your age. I don't know.
I was actually 21. 16.
You were 16 when you
really?
Said that. Not too bad. Holy moly. Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
21.
Oh, now you're 21.
Now
okay.
I'm 21,
so that was 5 years ago. Do you still sing?
Yeah, I sing a lot.
Yeah.
I actually perform a lot. And they actually told me that I've been there so many times, they want me to audition to be a backup singer there at a place called Rising Star in City Walk.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, you know, I've been there so many times that when I put Sammy in, they're like, oh, Sammy's here. Okay, everybody, this is going to be a good one. And I'm just like, hey, guys, what up? Hey, what up?
So yet another really attractive Florida girl goes better in singing than Brooke Hogan. Another one to add to the list, everybody.
That's not funny to make fun of the mentally handicapped, okay?
And you are a very attractive woman, I have to say. My goodness,
thank
you're beautiful.
You.
And we have King Devin to thank because you're actually here waiting on him, and we just brought you in. We were like, wait, Devin's dating her?
Can I just say what the best part of waiting here for you, we were waiting for you, and the best part of that was that Devin kind of let the cat out of the bag and told Sammy how that you think she's rather attractive. So she's sitting here thinking.
Oh, God.
So she said to me, I really hope Mike doesn't rape me. I was like, what?
I promise you that I will not do any such thing, okay? You're totally safe.
Are
I
you just, sure? Because yeah. I'm pretty sure the first time you saw me, you were just kind of drooling a little
bit. I was a little bit. And can I just say, you don't have anything to worry about because it's already happened in my mind. So.
Oh, okay.
Listen, creepy. the rain is coming
awkward.
Down. The rain is... Sam, are you going to hang out with us for a little bit for the last segment?
Yes, I will.
Okay, good. Because the rain is coming down ridiculous. It's getting in my headphones, and I'm sure it sounds like crap in the audio. So we'll take a little break and wait for the rain to go away. And when we come back, we'll go into our ridiculous news and we'll hang out with Sam a little bit more.
I can't believe we're on rain delay.
I know, we're on rain delay. It's like the MLB
long,
in
Nick,
this mother effort.
Go
All right, we'll be back with our ridiculous news here on Kings of the Podcastle.
Maybe I didn't love you.
And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
I'm so sick of this shit. You never take out the trash and you never cuddle with me and you never have time to do anything for me. It's bullshit.
That means, I'm a stupid fucking bitch, and I want my goddamn face slapped.
You were always.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates.
You were always on my mind.
Hey guys, this is Tina Marie, Playboy's Miss Social, April 2013. You're rocking out on RenegadeRadio.com.
Kings of the Podcastle, welcome back to episode 55. The rain has finally let up enough so that Greg could cough some more.
How many times are we going to change the name of this episode?
Episode 55 is called Zach's in the producer chair and Greg coughed.
What's the rain part now?
No, there's nothing on the rain. The rain is just one of the... I was just letting people know that that we are letting up off of our rain delay the umpires have allowed us to. Thank you so much to everybody who's joining us right now on Ustream.tv. You can check us out live there every week. We will post... to our Facebook page and let you know when we're about to go live. And it is random, I know. A lot of people would really like for us to be at one time, at the same time, so they can make an appointment.
Well, you know how they can do that?
What's
they
that?
Can keep spreading the word about us, get us some paid sponsors, and
right.
as soon as
and
we get paid to do
we can
crap,
get right.
Yeah, yeah, we'll yeah, do yeah. it on time every week.
And I know that you're enjoying the crap out of this at work. Like, we got that one email from somebody who said that he was laughing his ass off listening to it at work through his headphones and his computer, and he laughed so hard that he leaned back in his chair and the headphone jack came out of the computer, and all of a sudden our antics were blasting across the office.
So all of a sudden you're sitting in the next cubicle and you hear... And then I shoved it in her ass.
Yeah.
To my Negro Slick Rick, and those who don't like it, eat a dick.
Oh my God!
Oh my word!
I'm sorry, just Snoop Dogg all week. Like it's been 1994 whenever he started. That album was awesome.
To my homeboy Slick Rick is what I will say. Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. We're not allowed to say that word. Don't you understand? That's the world we live in, Greg. We're not allowed to say that word. You know.
No, it's also the history
about?
The
right N-word. Now. We're not allowed to say the N-word, even if it ends in a and not a er.
But I donated to the United Negro College Fund.
Oh, well.
I did, so I can
mean
say
that
it.
You can say it, dude.
Yeah, because I bought the right to be able to say that word.
No!
Do not say you bought black people! Do not say that!
Do not say that you bought the right to anything when it comes to African Americans, sir.
I'm not saying I bought anybody to go out and clean my yard or anything.
Oh,
no,
my God.
Views expressed
we're not
on this
talking
podcast
about Mexicans.
Do not reflect the views of Hog Entertainment, LLC, or Renegade Radio.
Oh, boy. Somebody's here. Buster just got clotheslined. Landon is going crazy. This is what happens whenever you have dogs in the studio. Holy moly.
Never
all right.
Work with
chaos,
or kids.
Chaos has taken over in the Realm Studios. Let's let order restore. Everybody breathe in. Now breathe out. All right, there we go.
So it's the United Fellow College Fund?
Yes, exactly. Shut up, yes. All right, it's time to move into our ridiculous news. And leading things off, I don't know if you heard about this, but U.S. Airways just made probably one of the worst mistakes in Twitter history. U.S. Airways made one basically made a tweet out to this. Well, let me just start at the beginning. I'll start at the beginning. It was yesterday afternoon. A woman tweeted to U.S. Airways, quote, "You ruined my spring break. I want some free stuff." Okay. So they tweeted her back an apology and a link to a photo.
What? Why? Okay.
Was the photo a cock?
No. The photo was
a rooster.
The photo was, unfortunately, a super hardcore porn.
What?
Yes.
What?
Wow, like...
Yeah. Okay.
Why? So what... What like, made them like copy DVD the picture?
Okay. Basically, what happened is this woman had a delayed flight.
Yep.
She tweets, "Delayed flight. This sucks. Thanks a lot, U.S. Airways." U.S. Airways tweets back, "Hey, sorry for that. We hate it whenever things are delayed as well. Let us know whenever your flight is complete, and we'll try to help you out in the future." So she tweets back, "Oh, yeah, I can tell that you really care about this, blah, blah, blah." So they tweet one back that says, "An apology. We would like to apologize for this happening to you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the big program. King Devin has graced us with his presence." King Devin in the house!
I heard something about a vagina in an airplane.
No, I haven't even gotten there yet. Okay. So they tweet back an apology.
Wait.
Oh, boy. They tweet back an apology. And on Twitter, you know, you get the little TwitPic link.
TwitPic.
Well, when you
you're a TwitPic.
Yeah. Whenever you click on the TwitPic, there was a TwatPic is what it was.
Was it? And he said it was hardcore. Was it like DVDA?
It was
or
hardcore.
What?
She's laying. There's a woman laying on her back, and there is a model airplane shoved in the holiest of holies.
Yes.
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 Somebody's joining the 6-inch long. Oh,
okay. I'm thinking they finally found the Malaysia airliner. That's what. Oh.
It was lost in her veg.
That's how Lost really ended.
But that was U.S. Airways who put that out. Now, they're saying that they were hacked. Of course, any time that a company puts out something that's questionable, they immediately blame it on being hacked. But they were able to take it down within an hour of it being up, but not before, of course, it was retweeted some thousand odd times. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, it's all over the
internet. Do we have a copy of that picture?
We do not. Because
you know what?
I feel like
that this was intentional. I feel like it was the same thing with the newscaster who read Too Low and Holy Fook. That person, where it was an intern that just kind of put it in.
Yes.
I feel like that's what this is.
Actually,
like, we're sorry for what happened. Here's
that
a picture.
That is a claim that's being made, is that they're saying they were hacked, but a lot of people are saying, no, this was definitely an inside job. Like, somebody who is in charge of your social media is sick of their wages or sick of their healthcare, and they're sick of dealing with people who are bitching about the delayed flights, and they finally just said, you know what, F it, here's a woman with an airplane up her badge. And that's what it is.
He's like, I'm not going to work for this airline or any airline for that matter. I'm just sick of interning.
All I'm saying is you got to see her adjust the flaps.
Holy
that
crap.
Was,
you know what? I'm actually...
Yeah, that was actually
I got to give you... There it goes. There you go. I got to get that in there.
It was a rim shot for each flap.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's what she said.
There's a new thing now, Zach. Whenever you go out this weekend looking for your hookers, like you do,
with the flaps. Yep. Keep going.
Yeah. According to the New York Post, call girls in Manhattan have actually started using the service to get it on in people's. Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. This article is reading all wrong. Anyway, hookers are now using people's apartments. Instead of hotels, instead of like seedy hotels, because apparently it's cheaper and more discreet. Supposedly, escort services in New York are actually renting out apartments for up to a week at a time, and they are booking them, check this out, all day long, like full on book, hour at a time, 24 hours a day for a week straight.
But how do they do that? Is it like Craigslist or something?
No, it's called a BRNB, Airbnb, BRNB. What is that?
Airbnb? Bed and breakfast service?
Airbnb.
Where
yes,
you rent out is. Your own bed and breakfast?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Airbnb
and
is
And you're
what
telling me
using.
If
it's
I
not,
make
it's an... not, you don't rent out your own bed and breakfast, you just rent out your own place.
And you're telling me if I make an Airbnb account, I can get hookers to come to my house.
Right, yeah. You can actually get hookers to come on over.
I'm signing up right now.
One woman actually rented her place out in March and came home to find a bunch of sex stuff laying all around. Like, you know,
Surprise.
Coital yeah. assistant.
I can sign up with Facebook.
Yeah, you got to pretty much bring back a black light to check your place. You
know? right, yeah. I've never heard of Airbnb. What is this?
I don't know. I just found
it. It's where you go online to find places to stay, like if you're going to be traveling and you don't want to stay.
Hold on. We're going to look at Davenport, Florida, and we're going to try to get one for Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And he needs just talking to his microphone.
So no, he is. He's right on top of it.
And it's going to be two guests. Uh-huh. Yeah, search.
Are you really doing this right now? Yeah. You're actually searching for one.
$120 a night. Now, none of these are per day. How do I get per day or per hour?
I don't know. They're booking them literally all day long. They are booking these things. Well, it's because...
I don't think the prostitution, like... business in Davenport, Florida is...
Are you kidding me? No, hold on. Polk County is always doing prostitution.
Yeah, and that's going to be a problem for Mr. Grady Judd, the sheriff of Polk County, because he's going to have to stop staking out the hotels. He's going to have to start staking out these apartments and these week-long rentals.
Yeah,
Zach, what you're missing here is that the prostitution service will book a whole week. So they're paying what you said, $120 a night.
And they're actually making money off of it.
Yeah, that's cheap. They're paying the $120 a night. They're getting a weekly rate, whatever. And then they are charging their clients by the hour to go in and use the room. And
maybe I won't move into my house.
They have a secretary that's sitting in the front room like, okay, in which dick are you this hour?
I'm going to start a political party called The Sex is Too Damn High.
Well, I know what the picture for this episode is.
So yeah, that's what you're gonna want to do.
And you saw those vacation homes with Mickey Mouse next to it, so you know that he's involved in prostitution ring now.
Quite possibly.
And that's where the Walt Disney position we just talked about earlier comes into play.
I guess so.
Yeah. I brought it up. Actually brought it up.
Thank you. Glad I got that.
Could you do me a favor and pull up some female tennis matches, if you don't mind?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need some audio if we can. Preferably something that doesn't have the announcer.
Okay, let me just pull that out of my ass.
Hurry up if you can. That would be fantastic. To lead into this next story, Serena Williams tells Fitness Magazine that, quote, I'm proud of my large boobs. She adds, quote, when I was young, I thought I should be built more like an athlete, long and lean, not with a womanly figure. But I learned to be proud of my curves and embrace my large boobs. It's all about loving who you are and realizing that you're beautiful.
I'm just surprised she can move that fat ass around that court.
Fat ass? What are you talking about? She's a solid muscle.
No, she has a gigantic ass.
And it's solid muscle. Oh, come on. Bring it. Come
this
on.
Is as exciting as tennis usually is.
Hurry up, Serena. You're pissing me off right now. I need to hear it.
Hit the fucking ball.
What are we watching? Turkey killing? Like, I don't know what the fuck that was.
I was expecting more of the uhs. Yeah.
Dr. Zoidberg is playing.
It's Serena Williams versus a turkey.
Have you ever...
A jive turkey.
Oh,
I wouldn't raise it.
No, that's all right. You should have heard the earlier comments made in the show. It's no big deal.
I donated to a charity, and I'm getting ridiculed for
Daddy
it.
Because love.
What's that?
Daddy love.
Have you guys ever known anybody who's not been proud of their large boobs? Anyone?
Me?
I can't think of one woman who ever came in and was like,
saying,
I hate these
I'm
things.
I'm not proud of my large boobs.
Well, you know somebody who hates
them? I mean, girls that have wanted breast reduction.
Come on.
They're just too big.
Why?
They have back problems. And
Who cares about that stupid health issue thing?
I know.
Yeah. And isn't it the bigger the boob, the more chance you have for breast cancer?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know.
What were you going to say, Sam?
No, I have all my girlfriends have like big boobs. And they're like, okay, Samantha, well.
And why are they not here right
since
now?
Since you don't have any boobs, let me just cut them off and give them to you. And I'm like, okay.
Nice. I wish that would work. Then I would like be contacting Ron Jeremy and being like, can I get just a little bit of penis? A little bit would help me out.
Did I just hear you say you wanted to get a little bit of penis from John?
I just heard that.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that needs to be a drop later.
That actually is going to be.
I hate my life right now. All right, on that note, we're getting out of here.
Oh, we're early.
Yeah, we are a little bit early. It's an early day. You know what? We don't have 10 more minutes worth of stuff. I can't just sit here and BS my way through 10 more minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for episode 55. Zach sits in the producer chair, Greg coughs, and Mike makes a rain delay. We'll be back next week. Check us out at RenegadeRadio.com. Of course, we have all of our episodes going Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Eastern. And then our brand new episode, this episode, will be airing Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern this week. Have a great day. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time. Okay, bye.
Long story short...
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we can have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China is singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like, I was just like, what? And she's like, but it was like, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed.
Now listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home, because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No, 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 no.